Over half of France's 67,000 inmates are thought to be of Muslim origin. For the most part, they live in overcrowded, violent conditions. It's ideal breeding ground for all kinds of radicalism, says sociologist Claire de Galambert, who led extensive fieldwork in prisons for the French Penitentiary Administration.
Prison in itself radicalizes everyone. People are coming and they are leaving prisons more violent than they were at the beginning of their incarceration.
De Galambert says that while Islamist terrorists like Mohamed Merah, Mehdi Nemmouche and Khaled Khelkhal did spend time in prison before they carried out their attacks, the majority did not. And most French jihadists who've joined Islamic State Group, or Daesh as it's called in French, did not go through jail.
At the moment, the numbers of people being in prison because of Islamic terrorism are around 250, and among them 152 have been really convicted for a terrorist attack. And among these people, just 22 were former prisoners, and this is very important. Plenty of young jihadists have been to Daesh without being in jail before.
But some young men are becoming Islamic fundamentalists while in prison. It's not new, but it's taking a different form, says Claude Tournel, Deputy Secretary General of the UFAP Union of Prison Wardens.
Radicalization in prison is not what it used to be. In 1995, for example, at the time of Algeria's armed Islamic group, you could hear the call for prayer out in the yard. Nowadays, it's more on an individual basis. Inmates are more likely to get recruited into radical Islam in the showers or when they're out walking. It's more one-on-one.
That makes prisoners who are in danger of turning to an extremist form of Islam a lot harder to identify, he says. And poorly staffed prisons are an ideal place to spread violent ideology. The French government is now planning to isolate the most dangerous inmates together rather than letting them mingle. Fresnes prison near Paris began such a programme last October, and five other prisons are to follow suit. Claire de Galambert says at one level it does make sense.
Of course, it could seem common sense to separate, because those people have definitely a big influence on the other inmates. I have observed that they are seen as political criminals and they have a certain charisma within the prison. They are sort of aristocracy within the prison.
In Fresnes prison, 20 inmates are now living in a separate facility, but prison warden and union rep Emmanuel Fèvre says it's been done in haste.
For the moment, they're gathered in an area which is out of sight of the watchtowers, so there's no visibility on their cells. The prison director has put 17 volunteer wardens to manage them, but they don't necessarily understand Arabic. And yet, that would seem vital if you want to be able to observe them and pass information on. And then, as they're allowed to worship, want to provide them with an imam who is, let's say, radical, but in the good sense, to try and change their way of thinking and bring them back to the true spirit of Islam.
Et les ramener dans le droit chemin de la vraie foi de l'islam, par exemple.
Fresnes prison has only one imam for 2,700 inmates. There's widespread agreement that the chronic shortage of Islamic chaplains in prisons means inmates are falling prey to self-proclaimed imams who may be preaching jihad. The government has promised to enlist 60 more chaplains, but that's a drop in the ocean. Additional reporting today came from Frédéric Lebel. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.